Hello and welcome to the podcast on lead acid batteries by Ramesh Natarajan. With industry experience of over 42 years, Ramesh helps battery and battery related industries with technical inputs and provides solutions to typical problems faced by manufacturers, service personnel, as well as users of batteries and related equipments. Hope you find this podcast useful to your business. Do visit www.rameshnatarajan.in to stay connected.
Hello and welcome to this episode of my podcast. Today I am going to record an episode to enlighten battery users on the subject of recycled lead. Basically, I am doing this episode because a manufacturer of batteries contacted me and he was saying that there are a lot of battery distributors, dealers, and in certain cases manufacturers also who tell the customer that they are using pure lead to make batteries, whereas the competition is using recycled lead. Now, this is not really true in the sense that all lead used by battery manufacturers, including large established battery manufacturers, is from recycled lead. The majority of the lead which is circulating in the market for battery manufacture is from recycled lead. Before I go into this topic in detail, I would like to give a example so that with this analogy, it becomes very clear as to why recycled lead is used. So let me tell you a comparative example, and I just wanted to mention the case of jewelers. When you go with your old jewelry or damaged jewelry, like a damaged chain or ring or something like that, to a jewelry shop and you give back your gold saying that this gold is damaged and I want something else, what the jeweler does is he takes the damaged jewelry and he gives you gold which is seemingly new, which is also made from recycled gold. So the gold what you have given him is going to be melted, recycled, converted to new jewelry, and it is going to be sold again. Similar is the case with batteries that you use. The batteries that you use in your cars, buses, trucks, or in your forklifts or inverter battery is actually taken by the dealer who gives you a new battery. Where does this battery go? It goes to a smelter. The smelter removes the container cover and all the plastic components, separates it out, takes out the lead components from inside, melts it, and then makes an alloy. In this alloy, he puts antimony, arsenic, copper, tin, or whatever is required and specified by the battery manufacturer. In certain cases, it's a antimonial lead alloy, so antimony, arsenic, copper, and tin, and all these things are put. And in certain cases, it's a lead selenium alloy for a low maintenance battery, in which case he does put a little of antimony and selenium, copper, tin, sulfur, and all these things, and makes an alloy. In cases where it is a sealed maintenance free battery, then he puts lead, calcium, tin, aluminium, and certain components like that, and he makes it, and that is a alloy without antimony. So there are various types of alloy which is made from this, using this recycled lead. So it's actually a misinformation campaign done by certain people, which is, I would say, not ethical, but then I do not know whether it is being done by the dealers and distributors knowingly or unknowingly. But in any case, this point needed to be clarified, and hence I just wanted to inform battery users that pure lead is directly not used for making battery grids or batteries as such. Of course, one of the components of the battery, which is lead oxide, which is the active material, is made using pure lead. But again, that pure lead is again coming from recycled lead, most of the cases. And recycled lead, when it is purified and used for making oxide, or recycled lead when it is alloyed with various component metals, other metals, and then made as lead, is not bad, and recycled lead is used by all battery manufacturers. So this is what I wanted to clarify, and I hope this episode will be useful for all battery users and also battery manufacturers who want to clarify to the users that all battery manufacturers do use recycled lead, make it an alloy, and then make the batteries. Thank you.
Please do visit www.rameshnatrajan.in. Keep yourself updated about our new releases by hitting the subscribe button.